Wowie zowie. What's up? Todd Barry's here now. We just switched comedians.
Wow.
We just switched comedians.
A lot of comedians that don't have work on Friday night. That's good.
Al just did two spots.
Did he really?
Yeah, he just got done with two spots. Where's your work?
Wow.
Tomorrow
night I have two spots.
Apologize. So, now, Todd, this is the first time you've lived in L.A. for this long?
Yeah, I've been here since March 5th.
And how's that going, man? How's the adjustment? Because you are a creature of New York, my friend.
I guess. I don't know. It's all right. It's better than I thought it'd be.
You like driving? I can't see you in a car.
No, I don't like the... I find left turns to be difficult. I was thinking about, like, how do you explain someone, like, if you're teaching a kid how to drive, like... Like, left on green, well, you can't go left on green, but you can creep into the median on green and gun it when it's yellow. And it's kind of thing. I love left turn arrows, though.
Man. Yeah. Mm. Then you just go right by.
Oh, my God.
I remember that fear when I learned how to drive. That was the scariest thing you could do. I mean, you didn't drive. How long was the last time you drove a car, really, for any consistent basis?
I mean, you know, I go on the road and rent a car.
You do?
Yeah.
But I remember because that was a huge fear when I learned how to drive, just going out into the intersection, be like, oh, man, what if I'm stuck out here?
Right, and the guy coming the other direction is not.
He doesn't care.
I've had nearly two head-on collisions.
Really? Yeah. Are you panicking in the car?
No, I'm all right.
Yeah?
I'm getting just as vicious as everyone else out there. Watch out.
What have you been doing since you've been here? Anything?
No.
No,
I've been writing for Sarah Silverman's new TV show.
How's that?
It's fun.
It is?
Yeah.
What's the premise of the show?
I don't know what I'm allowed to tell you, but it's her. It's like a day in her life.
One day?
Yeah, it's one day.
One day in Sarah's life.
Sarah Silverman's life. It's not a reality. It's scripted.
It's a scripted day.
Yeah.
Okay. So it doesn't actually happen in real time? Or?
No, it's not. It's not a 24-hour long show. I would put
Comedy Let's see if we can get anyone to call Todd Barry. We like to do this when Todd's on. 877-520.
So we're only on in L.A. right now? Is that
hey, take it easy.
I mean, L.A.'s a huge city. Hey, we're on in L.A.? We're on in all of L.A. right now? That's what I meant.
We're on in the whole city. We're going to be syndicating soon.
I got to say, the guy who gave me directions to get here,
yeah.
I would have more chance finding a place by accident. It's like, gives me the address, like, as if it's like this little, you know, little row houses or something. You just, that's 3100. Oh, there we go. And you park there.
Right.
Oh, it's going to be in the dark, and the addresses will not be visible, and you'll be driving on a highway, and you won't find it.
You get accustomed to, like, addresses, like, in New York. It's like, it's that building. It's right there.
Yeah.
Here you drive up to something. It's like, oh, my God, is this a spaceship?
And then they go, all right, go north. I don't know what north is.
I don't either. Not here.
No.
It's impossible. Because also, you know what the problem? I don't know if you have this problem, but because I'm oriented on the East Coast, in my head, the ocean is, you know, north is, like, the ocean's to the right if I'm facing north.
Right.
Okay? Here, the ocean's to the left.
Is
so,
it?
Well, think about it.
Yeah, I don't even know where the ocean is. So.
Yeah, but I've always oriented myself like that because I'm a global thinker. You understand?
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, big time. So, no, we're going to be syndicating. We're going to be putting this up on the bird
I'll stay here until we're syndicated.
Well, you can hang out. But
I'm hanging out until we're syndicated.
Maybe if you get Sarah Silverman here and you just can live here, you can just do the show here.
Are you...
What? I'm kidding, man.
I know that.
Hey, so we're on the same show tomorrow? I'm not going to say where... you can say where you are, but I'm not going to say I'm on the same show, because the last time I did the improv, I was headlining, and Carlos Mencia came in and did an hour and a half, and I left.
Oh, before you? Like he bumped you?
Exactly.
Oh.
So I'm not even going to mention it, because I don't want people that are fans of mine to come down and have to put up with that.
But are we on the same show tomorrow?
If you're on both shows, yeah, we're on the
same.
No,
I'm on the late show.
I'm on the late show. And so is Mishna, who's out there, and she's going to come read another letter. She's obsessed with a Hispanic man at Jiffy Lube, so that's what we're doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And she's writing him letters?
Yeah, well, they all came back to me. They came back in the mail, and I kind of busted her on it, so she's reading me this cycle of letters that she's written this guy, and I don't know how it's going to end.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just helping her register her domain name out there.
Really?
Yeah, someone snagged her realname.com.
Someone took Mishna Wolf?
Yeah, and I looked up who registered, and it's, would K-E, what country would K-E, would that be Kenya?
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Someone in Kenya took my wife's domain name?
Yeah.
I ought to. That guy's in trouble.
I probably shouldn't have brought it up, because now you're going to...
No, and everything's getting...
Get on a plane to Kenya.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. No, it's probably the guy that sends those letters out that, can you help? You know, right. Saying, they can do all weird things through websites. They can run viruses through your website, so it starts shooting out emails with viruses attached. Has that happened to you yet?
No, I have a Mac, which I don't think they usually go after Mac people.
I got to get a Mac, too. Someone's got to tell Proops, Greg Proops, a comedian, that there's one coming out of his. I got to write him. Because you get those emails, and it's sort of like there's an attachment, and you can't open it because it's not. 877-520-1150 if you want to talk to Todd.
I don't open attachments. That's a policy of mine.
I don't either. You can't open the attachments unless you know who they're from.
So even if I know who they're from, I go, did you send me something?
In a second, we're going to have my wife in here to read the next. Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, man.
All right, buddy. We got Todd Barry in the studio. It is the Mark Maron Show, 20 past.
Now he makes six figures in his pajamas. Mark Maron.
Thank you, James. I just realized I should have peed on the break. Thought I'd share that with you. There's nothing wrong with sharing. That's late Friday night. No reason to freak out. The first 2 hours of the show were so loaded with information that was life-changing and disturbing. There's no reason that we can't have a good time for a little while. Though that good time might be derailed here as we enter, what is this, the fourth letter returned to me from Jiffy Lube that my wife sent to a man there. So what number are we on here, Mishna Wolf?
Why do we want to keep doing this?
Because it's honesty, and it's something that makes for good radio.
It's letter number four.
Your letter number four.
Letter number
to
four.
The Hispanic man, the non-named Hispanic man at Jiffy Lube that you apparently have some sort of thing with.
Yes.
Do it.
Dear handsome Hispanic man at Jiffy Lube.
This is awful.
I finally figured out our problem. Hmm. Oh, and I need a headlight. I now know that you think I just want to sleep with you, and you want more. You thought I saw you as some sort of Hispanic man whore made for my Anglo enjoyment, but I don't. I mean, I might have 2 months ago, but everything has changed now. Hmm. Esta es diferente. What I'm trying to say is I love you too.
Oh, my God. Was that the end of that one?
Signed, the girl from Bay One.
Did you sleep with this guy or what?
Circumstantial evidence. I don't think it sounds fair.
You don't think so?
No.
Did you sleep with him or what? Do you want to read one? Hold on. I'm committing to this bit. Here. Read that one.
Okay, great space work.
Thanks, man. Dude. I mean, honey.
Dear handsome Hispanic man at Jiffy Lube, again, we can't keep meeting like this. My husband found all the receipts for Jiffy Lube, and he thinks I'm being tooled by the Jiffy Lube Corporation. He doesn't understand how my transmission fluid gets so dirty. I'm sorry, I didn't commit.
Come on, no giggles. Come on.
So I have to pay cash from now on. I'm not even supposed to be here right now. I'm supposed to be taking my friend to dialysis. But I'd rather be here, watching your bulging manly hands. I think we both know this isn't about oil anymore. So if there's any way we can meet outside the Jiffy Lube and take this to the next level, la próxima nivel, I'm ready. Also, I can't really afford to get radiator service again, and they won't let me have another oil change. The girl from Bay One. P.S., I hope you don't think this is too forward, but I stole your shop rag. It smells like your swarthy hair product, and I pull it out of my glove compartment and sniff it.
This is really disturbing. That one really is disturbing. That's what I have to say. I don't want to hear any more right now. Where's Todd? Todd Barry's here.
Hey, what's going on?
How would that make you feel if you had a wife, was reading that stuff in front of you?
I know. It's bad enough she's writing them, but she's reading them in front of your face.
Right in front of my face as I open the envelopes. I'm sorry, Wolf, that there's not enough mics in here for you, so wherever you go, just hang out, all right? Okay, good to see you. It's my wife with the letter. This show is it. This is a you know what they call this? A beautiful train wreck, my friends.
Groundbreaking.
So, hey, Todd, you've got a special coming on.
Yeah, it debuts March 31st, Friday.
Friday. This Friday?
A week from tomorrow.
A week from today,
yeah.
That's terrific. Stay around. We're going to talk about how it's going to be and what fun it is.
Hey, I'll stick around.
Oh, well, all right. Well, then, you know, apparently I have a little more time than I thought. So.
Hey, let's talk about it right now and then talk about it more after the
That's
break.
A good... Where'd you tape it, Todd? Where'd you tape the
New
special?
New York City at the Hudson Theater. And that's got to mean a lot to people.
Was there any problems?
There was a censorship possible. You have to... I should look at you when I'm doing this.
Yeah, why not?
When you do these TV things, this I've never experienced. They say they want a transcript of the material, so you type it out, or you give them tapes.
Right.
So then they go, standards and practice, fine. We got to just run it by ad sales.
Really?
Your stuff has to get approved by ad sales.
So it's not
people.
Just a censorship in terms of language. They got to make sure you don't assault the product.
Right. If a guy just has the, I don't know.
Like, they're like, hey, screw Nike's, the punchline. They're like, I don't know if that's like, a little racy.
We might be getting them as an advertiser, man. I don't want to alienate them. But I had an issue where, I don't think it was with ad sales. It was with the word,
Wait, don't say it. We're gonna hold it.
Oh,
we're
cliffhanger.
Gonna,
all right.
Yeah.
With the word dot, 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 dot.
Yeah, that's right. So bring in the music. 877-520-1150 if you want to talk to Todd.
Mark Maron and Todd is thinking about moving his stuff in a pod.
I guess you could call that the Todd Pod.
Yeah.
Todd Barry's here. ToddBarry.com.
ToddBarry.
There you go. ToddBarry.com. ToddBarry.
Not B-E.
I didn't say B-E.
I know. I'm just telling those people.
You're just reiterating?
People were thinking B-E. I'm sorry,
dude,
but it's not B-E.
You know, I know there's some people out there. Look, you know, we had a lot of... a lot of funny on tonight. I hope that's not a problem. I hope that's not a problem with you people because it's Friday and we're just we want to enjoy ourselves. First 2 hours, man. I literally was frightened to death by that Dr. Michael Greger, and then after him, wow, the garbage Heather Rogers, who I liked. I thought she was very intelligent.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to her.
She was hot.
And we had Al, and now Todd's here. Todd, now you're gonna finish this story here.
Yeah, man.
So they censored what?
I did a joke. I wanted to do a joke about.
This is from your special that's going to be on next Friday.
Yeah, next Friday.
On Comedy Central. Comedy Central Presents.
Right.
Okay.
It's not going to be on this Sunday, which is my birthday. It's going to be on next Friday, which is...
So you're my age, right? You're
I just
42?
Plugged my birthday.
42?
I just wanted to do a plug for my birthday, which is this Sunday, birthday.
Yeah, well, I could tell them where the party's going to be. How would that be?
Oh, man. No.
Wouldn't that be weird, man? You'd get some of our bloggers there. Gypsy would come out, and Krista P. would fly in from wherever she lives. I know where she lives. By the way, two questions that I got to answer for the blog. Number one, whole bean. Number two, I'm sending the CD tomorrow. Go ahead.
Okay, so the... I was gonna do a joke about with the anal sex in it, with
That's
the
fine.
Term anal sex.
That's it's late. We can do that.
And
stuff.
They said that they bleeped the word anal.
Why?
And so I sort of said, well, can I talk to some people about it? Because it's really I just say anal sex. I don't graphically describe it or anything.
Yeah.
And then I got on the phone with two standards people, and they were like, "Yeah, you can't say it." And I go, "Why can't I say it?" Well, we want to be able to show the show at any time, show the special any time, 10 a.m. Saturday, blah, blah, blah. I go, well, you could hear anal, you'd probably hear that on Oprah. And then she was like, well, that would be, you know, in the medical context, so it's like, so I can't say it in a joke context. And then she said, yeah, well, see, the thing is, it's not like it would be surprising. Oh, so I can't be, you want comedy without surprise. And then, to top it off, one of their suggestions is an alternate phrasing. Instead of saying, they said I could say in the back door instead of anal sex.
Yeah.
And so I said, why can I say in the back door, but I can't say anal? I go, well, that's sort of jokey. And I go, well, the whole thing. What is it? I can't be jokey, or I can be jokey? Because when I said anal and joke, you said I can't say it, but then.
When they rewrite the joke for
When they
you.
Rewrite it, it's jokey. It's just like, I feel like anyone who might be offended by anal might also be offended by in the back door, but I could be wrong.
It's safe to assume that. But they're thinking like, well, if kids are watching it, they're thinking talking about it.
Right,
game.
It's like you can explain that to your kid. Yeah. Like, what's mom, in the back door? Well, what he's saying is that woman's ass is the door, and... Wait, Mom, you mean anal? Yes. What? Hey, how'd you know that? How did you know that word?
They learned it on Oprah.
I know, exactly. I was about to say that.
You were?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did I step on your bit?
That's all right, man.
I had no idea that. I thought, yeah, I'm sorry, man. That's I feel awkward.
It's all right.
You're going to be okay?
Yeah.
I got
to his cough, man.
Are you doing Letterman? I think I'm getting a date in May. That's
a
rumor. I haven't done it in a million years.
I haven't done that show in a while.
Did you just go back and do Conan a couple weeks ago?
No, I didn't. I'm waiting to. They said I couldn't say anal.
Yeah, you just did it.
They did?
Seriously, yeah.
I've said anal on Conan.
Why don't you? You know what you need to do right now is tell the damn joke.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
It's kind of, I feel like there's too much pressure on it now.
Dude, it's like no one's listening,
all
number
right.
one.
Well, the joke is, which you might make it to this, I don't know. Well, the joke, it's a true story.
By the way, you can't say anal.
Now, did you believe that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you'd be all right. Go ahead.
Well, the joke, it's a true story, but I was going out with a woman. We had a talk about sex, and we're just like one of those, what have you done? And she said, I'm making this more conversational.
Yeah, I can feel that. Like we're just talking. So this is some woman you went out with?
Yeah, and she said that she'd had anal sex before, and then she goes, but don't ask me who it was with.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if I made a list of every question I'd ask before that one, it would be a list of every question, including who shot JR, where's the beef, and why would you think I'd want to know that? All right, maybe not where's the beef, because she might answer that one. Oh, I sort of half committed to that joke.
Yeah, it was good. You make me laugh all the time.
Your four IC staff members are kind of enjoying it.
You're doing a lot better than I do with my jokes. Yeah.
But, yeah, man.
So, okay, so you're writing for Sarah's show. You're having a party on Sunday that I think I'm going to try to go to.
Yeah, come to the party.
Somebody on the blog actually knows that Louis C.K. is Mexican, which he doesn't talk about. Interesting.
I think that mysterious person would be Louis C.K.
I got to get him on. I feel bad that I haven't asked him to come on yet. We got to get him on. He's going to be, I think he's got his HBO thing. That's not till May. I was going to push it up, but why can't I have him on twice? Cause
I'm going to be on that show, too, since you brought his show up.
You're going to be on his
on
HBO
Louis
show?
CK's, yeah.
How many episodes did you do?
Let me think. One.
What'd you play?
I played what I've always played in anything. And the small sort of things I've done, it's always a clerk somewhere.
Yeah?
I play another clerk. Played a clerk on Home Movies. Played a clerk in Dr. Katz.
Do you,
gosh, my career is so amazing.
It is. Have you been going out on audition since you've been here?
I auditioned for a movie yesterday.
How was that? Was it the movie? I don't know.
It's one of those things where you do it, and they all seem nice, but you do it once, and then you go, hey, you want me to try it again? No, that's all right. Gotcha. I must have really nailed it on the first take. No, that's all right. No, that's all right.
I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I went on a few auditions, and I'm wearing a beard, and I've got this hair. And how many people do you see on TV ever with a beard? When was the last time you saw a character on a television show with a beard? So I should have just been walking in going, hey, you know what? We shouldn't really bother at all with this. Thanks for having me. It's nice meeting you people.
Just walk and go, I can shave this.
I did that, but then they look at you like, sort of, well, then why didn't you? We've got a stack of headshots here of people. Do you ever walk in and see those stacks of headshots?
I always walk in and, like, see, I mean, I don't audition a lot, but I see, like, the character I envision in my head sitting there waiting to audition. Like a serial killer, and like, oh,
that guy
is a serial killer.
yeah, but that's just them throwing the hex on you.
But then I get the part, because I'm joking, I don't get any parts.
Well, you know, Todd.
That was me being fake something.
Are you, you want to jam?
Yeah, let's jam, boom, bada, boom, bada, boom.
Remember the last time we tried that?
Oh, my God.
And it's a long time ago.
Oh, I could tell you about that. Do we have a couple minutes?
Yeah.
I did something funny recently. I don't know. Do you know what I did?
I did a
a Billy Joel tribute band thing.
You did?
Me, John Benjamin, John Glazer, who are hilarious guys.
Yeah.
James McNew from Yola Tango.
Uh-huh.
And Tom Shalhoub, also a funny guy.
Very funny.
We did this thing, a band called A Matter of Trust, which is a Billy Joel tribute band that only plays that song. And we usually play it twice. And our gigs, we've done three gigs at the Bowery Ballroom. We did Eugene Merman, the comedian, had his show. Then we opened for Yola Tango. And the other night, like a few weeks ago in New York, we played between New Pornographers and Belle and Sebastian in front of 2,000 people. We've done three. Yeah. Lucky. Venue-wise, we've been pretty lucky.
Who sings?
John Benjamin. He can just sort of sing, which makes it... And I could just sort of play drums.
Yeah?
And everyone can just sort of do it to him. It's like, hey, that's kind of
That's hilarious.
For guys who aren't musicians. But we've done a couple of shows where we played it twice in a row. And we do a really long version to begin with.
Are you still doing that thing with Dave Cross and Benjamin?
Oh, I think we're going to start doing that up again.
Are you going to do it out here? You're just going to do it back in New York at Tinkle?
Back in New York. It's called Tinkle, yeah.
Big show. Todd Barry at toddberry.com.
Yeah.
The phone lines have not rung off the hook at all.
Really? That's
yeah.
All right, man.
877-52.
I'm feeling chatty tonight.
Yeah, 877-520-1150. I think we almost got you a date the last time you were here, didn't we?
Yeah, that was in New York.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's a radio show. Come on, man. All right. So Sunday, the party. Were you 42 years old?
I guess now I am, yeah. Now that you revealed that.
What are you talking about? You could have said no.
No, man. 28, man.
Ah, there you go.
I'm 42. Isn't that disgusting?
That was so. No.
You're 42 also.
I am 42, and I'm okay with it.
Right. Yeah, nothing you can do about it, right?
There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Do you find yourself waking up in the morning going, oh, no, it's ending?
You just feel weird, like when you're logging out to MySpace at age 42.
I don't see myself as older. But
no,
I
know. That's me neither.
Yeah. So
unless I perform at a college, then yeah. I feel like, wow.
You do well at colleges, don't you?
I do all right, but I feel like...
They're kids.
Yeah, I feel like...
You feel
they're adults, but they're kids.
They think they're all adults, too. Do you feel kind of pervy sometimes?
I do.
Yeah.
And I am, and that's why. No.
All right, Todd.
And I'm wanted in 12 states.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm kidding. That's not even funny.
You're not, especially considering Vince Champs. Ugh, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
All right. So thank you, Todd. I'll see you Sunday. Happy birthday.
Man. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What are we going to end with the letter to God? Are we going to do that? Because we got some music in here. What's going on in my head right now? Who's that?
They're playing the... How'd you find that so quickly?
Chris is like on it.
I hope that's a legal download.
We had a guy on yesterday who has a sidebar, just said he was playing with a touring version of Duran Duran. Bang, Duran
really?
Duran. So why don't we go out after the song?
Are we still on the air right now?
We are.
This is fun, man.
Yeah, we'll fade that down, and then we'll do one of my letters to God. How's that? Beautiful.